It's a Wordsworth Wednesday on Lakeland Radio with Dove Cottage and the Wordsworth Museum.
Hello, my name's Catherine Kay and I am Education Officer at Dove Cottage and the Wordsworth Museum in Grasmere. And I don't know if you've ever wondered what people ate and drank 200 years ago, but not too different from us in some respects, tea and coffee. Tea and coffee were both drunk by the Wordsworths, but both expensive. We have Wordsworth's coffee grinder in Dove Cottage that you could see. We also have their tea caddy, which is a very glamorous and grand box with a keyhole in it. Tea was extremely expensive. There was a very high tax on it. The Wordsworths were fortunate, though, because they were friends with Richard Twining of Twining's Tea. And when he visited them, he advised them against buying cheap tea because that would end up adulterated with all kinds of things, seeds, grass, mud. And apparently, if you were seriously unlucky, sheep dung you could find in your tea. So be careful next time you go shopping. The other thing is that because it was so expensive, people tried to be frugal with it, the Wordsworths included. So Dorothy would use her tea leaves twice, but even then, that wasn't the end of it. They thought of themselves as charitable people, the Wordsworths. So Dorothy would dry them out, package them up, send them into the village for the poor of Grasmere. They must have enjoyed very weak tea, slightly tea-flavoured water, possibly. If you want to see those things I was just talking about, then please visit us. Dove Cottage and the Wordsworth Museum open every day between 9:30 and 5:30. The last guided tour of Dove Cottage is 5 o'clock, or you can look at our website, www.wordsworth.org.uk. Thank you.